Welcome to the first meeting of the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee for 2011. We are just beginning now, and the first thing we need to do is take a roll call. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm from WBAI. Is there any objections if I do the roll call?
Go ahead.
Until we get a secretary, we don't even have a secretary pro tem yet, so let's just do this. Okay. Rodrigo Argueta.
Presente.
Okay, Rodrigo is present. Can somebody take notes until we get a secretary?
Okay, I will.
Okay. Is that Nancy?
Yes, Nancy will. Nancy will take notes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Rodrigo Argueta just said present. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Renee Bryce Laporte. Apparently not here. Charles Doc Doherty. Not here. Hyun Mi Kim. Not present. Margie Murray. Apparently not present. Michael Novick.
Present. Here from KPFK in Los Angeles.
Okay. James Ross. Okay. Apparently not present. Nancy Ibarra Naritomo.
Yes, present.
Present. Bernard White.
Present.
And Alex Steinberg, that's me, I'm present. So we have quorum. The meeting can begin officially. Did everybody get the draft agenda I sent out?
Yes.
I'm going to look for it, Alex.
Okay.
Who spoke?
Who didn't get it?
I did not go to the library yet to check. I'm sorry. I'm sure I got it, but I didn't read it yet.
Okay. Well, I can read off the agenda if that's fresh. That's not everybody might be in front of their computers now. Anyway, I guess maybe you should do that. Okay. I have point number one, which is what we just did, convene at 8:30 p.m. and take roll call. That was a five-minute item. Point number two, adopting the agenda, and that's what we're doing now, 10 minutes. Point number three, introduction of members, 10 minutes. Point number four, selection of chair pro tem and secretary pro tem. I gave 5 minutes for that. Point number five, nominations for permanent chair and secretary, 5 minutes. Point number six, setting the date for the next meeting, 10 minutes. Point number seven, administrative functions, and this will be dealing with things like setting up an email list and whatever other items come up, giving that 10 minutes. Point number eight, old business from 2010. I believe there is some, but I have no idea what it is. I'm giving that 30 minutes. If nobody comes forward from the 2010 committee, I guess we're not going to be able to do that. Point number nine, new business, 30 minutes. And under new business, I'm putting the programming proposal from Heather Gray. Heather is a national board representative from the affiliates who's joining our call. She's not a member of this committee, but she has a proposal to make to the committee. So that's the only item I have listed so far under new business. Of course, it's open for further amendments. And after that, I just have adjournment, and the adjournment time is 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or sooner, if we get our business done quicker. So I guess it's proper at this point to ask if there are any objections to the draft agenda, or if there are any corrections or amendments or whatever.
Yeah, in the old business, I'd like to have a discussion about a motion that was approved, you know, in 2005.
A motion about a discussion about a motion that was approved.
Yeah,
do you have the motion?
It was approved by the National Board in 2005.
What is the motion?
It's in regards to the race and nationality policy.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Race and nationality policy, a specific race and nationality policy.
It doesn't sound like a motion appropriate for the programming committee.
No, it is exactly.
It
on
is.
Board. Yes.
A race and nationality policy. Okay, I failed to see it, but. If you want to put that on the agenda, you can make a motion to do so.
Did somebody just come?
I'm saying, you know, I would like to see it, you know, because it's something that.
Okay.
You know,
why do I have
to make a motion to do that?
Because that's what we're doing. We're setting the agenda.
Well, I'm saying, you're asking, you know, if somebody has, you know, any input on the agenda, so I do.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's under old business. You have 30 minutes scheduled. I would support that. I had a couple of questions about old business, too. I have a document in front of me that's the...
Okay. Old business should be... The only thing really that should be under old business is things that were left over from when this committee met last. So I don't really think that is... Even if that was under the purview of this committee, it shouldn't be under old business. That would be something under new business.
No,
unless this was this an item that was on the agenda for the 2010 programming committee?
That was in 2005.
That's not
it wasn't in 2010. You know, the thing is that it seems they didn't touch it in 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10. So this is why I'm bringing it.
Well,
so it cannot
be a new
item, you know. This is a really old item.
It's not an old item as far as this committee is concerned, the point.
Yes, it is. This is a committee of the Pacifica.
Okay,
in
my capacity as temporary convener or chair, I'm gonna rule that that's not properly in under old business.
Well, I oppose to it.
If you want to put it under new business, we can do that.
Well, put it anywhere, whatever, but it's not in a new business. It's an old business.
Well, I mean,
I'm opposing you to just rule it out, you know, so that you cannot do that.
If you're willing to have it under new business, just put it on the agenda under new business, and we'll...
I'll put it under the agenda under new business, but there's already an item under new business. Where would you like this item to go?
I'd like to have it in old business, so we can touch on it.
Okay, I'm ruling that it does not belong under old business.
Ouch. Is somebody hitting the keys on their phone or something?
I don't know.
Okay. Here's the thing, Alex. I don't know if anybody's on this committee at the moment who was here in 2010. So whether we call it old business or new business, I think it would be useful to have some kind of discussion about
if there's nothing here from 2010, let's just remove old business from the agenda. And then we could dispense with this whole discussion.
Well, let me finish making my point, which is that we need to have some kind of place on the agenda to discuss what the purview of the committee is and what outstanding questions about programming we need to address. So wherever you want to put that, I think there are...
Make a proposal. I don't know.
Well, I'd like to discuss what Rodrigo wants to talk about. I'd like to find out what happened to the national Spanish language newscast that was approved by the PNB. I'd like to discuss the document I have that was dated August of 2006.
Okay, where would you like to put that?
I don't care where you put it. I'm just saying I want it on the agenda. So.
Okay, but the draft agenda has the proposal from Heather Gray as the first item. Do you want your item to go before that or after that or what?
Well, I prefer it to go before it because it would help me orient myself to what the job of the committee is. So.
And how long a time frame do you want for that item?
10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, let's say 10 minutes. And this is a discussion on the purview of the committee?
The purview committee, what happened to previously passed motions? It's a big issue in our LSB. It's like things get passed and nothing ever comes of them. So in being on this committee, I want to have some sense of what the accountability and the implementation if something is passed.
Okay. Is there any objection to having an item on the purview of the committee and what happened to pass motions of, let's call it, 9A, and we'll put the Heather Gray proposal as 9B. Is there any objection to that? Okay. I see no objection, so let's go ahead. Any other items? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
And so moved.
Yeah.
As amended. Okay. Any objections? Okay. We have an agenda. So the next point is the introduction of members, and I don't know how we do this. I think it would be useful for everybody to sort of introduce themselves, since we're all new here. Maybe, you know, speak for a minute or two about yourself and what you want to get out of this committee, what you want to accomplish. We can start. Let's start by the listening area. Unfortunately, we don't have anybody from KPFA, so let's start with KPFK. Who would like to go first?
Go ahead, Rodrigo.
Hello. This is Rodrigo Argueta from KPFK, Los Angeles. So, what else?
Okay, Michael Novick, also from KPFK, Los Angeles, just recently elected to the local station board and then elected to the National Program Committee of the PNB from the local station board. As I indicated, I'm interested in finding out what happened to resolutions and policy positions that have been adopted in the past and whether they've been implemented or not and how to see them implemented. I'm interested in developing some national programming that's beyond the capacity of any single station, particularly in the light of, different social issues that are facing us, immigration rights and police abuse and that are national in scope and that could have maybe investigative resources put into developing programming that brings those issues to the forefront across the country.
Okay. How about the folks in Houston?
Nancy Barbara Naritomi. I was on the board, on the programming committee last year, Wesley Took. And Jamie, I think those are the three from last year. Well, I'd like to see a little more bite, a little more teeth in the programming.
Mm-hmm.
All across the board, all five stations, and I include, well, I don't know about affiliates, but I think we need something that gives us some kind of I don't want to say the word power, but yes, I do. A way to make sure there's fair programming, good programming, stimulating programming, and
some rules. Do we have a consensus about, you know, letting governments have their own program, or is there any kind of can we make a consensus like that? Or okay, anyway, I just better programming. Go ahead, I'm through.
And this is Wesley Bethune from KPFT, that wonderful station that brought you Garland Gatter. We have, I feel we have a personal problem here at KPFT is we have more music than we do have news and public affairs and discussion, or what they label as talk, even though it may not be political or, you know, but at any rate, I would hope that we can get our edge back here at KPFT, and I hope that we can do something constructive on a national basis concerning relative programming. I'm finished.
Okay, thank you. Do we have anybody from Washington? I don't think we do. I just thought I'd check. Okay, and I'm from New York. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the National Board Representative to the Programming Committee. Bernard, do you want to introduce yourself?
It sounds like somebody just got on or off. I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
Bernard?
Did anybody new come on? Bernard, are you still with us?
Is Bernard there?
Well, I don't know.
Mr. White, are you here? Do you want me to call him? What is your hope and aspirations?
You're asking me?
Yes, what are your hopes
and aspirations? I'd like to see a really serious initiative on national
Bernard
programming.
White.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'd like to see a really serious initiative on national programming. I'd like to see Pacifica become a real network and become identified as a network and not just a loose coalition of several stations, and I think I'm hoping this committee can play an important role in that. I know that Pacifica management is thinking along the same lines, and hopefully we can work together. Bernard, do you want to introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Bernard White. I'm with WBAI also. And I like the idea that folks in the very beginning raised the issue of continuity, that we're not all just starting off from scratch, that there has been some work that is done before, and we need to take a look at that and see how it fits into what we're going to do. I'm interested in seeing if we could develop or agree upon some philosophy about programming that would help to guide us into this this new era, because I think that we don't have one right now. There are various people who have their own idea about what programming is and should be, and they have figured out a way. Some of them have figured out a way to impose it on various radio stations. I think that we have to we need to look at being inclusive. How do we incorporate or include all of the various communities in which we operate? And those are some of the things that I'm interested in seeing.
Great.
Okay, I think everybody has had a chance to introduce themselves. Heather is not a member of this committee, but why don't we let Heather introduce herself as well? Heather?
Yes. Oh, well, thanks, Alex. I'm from Atlanta, with WRFG in Atlanta. As I was saying earlier, Radio Free Georgia. It's one of the early community radio stations we started. We went out of the air in 1973. And we were fashioned after WBAI. We do have a good mixture of music and public affairs. We're sort of like the progressive entity in a very conservative state. And I stepped down just recently as chair of the board of WRG for about 7 years. And actually, until just recently, we were essentially the only community radio station in the Black Belt South that has public affairs. The other radio station that used to have public affairs, but now is mostly jazz, is WOOZ in New Orleans. But now, thankfully, we have just received some great news about a radio station that will be starting in Albany, Georgia, community radio station headed up by Charles Sherrod, who used to be the head of SNCC in the 1960s, actually. And we also, for the first time ever, have a community radio station in the Mississippi Delta, which is absolutely wonderful. And also we have a new radio station in Florida. In my work, I work with black farmers across the South with the Federation of Southern Cooperatives. So that's it. That's me.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Heather. I think that completes this agenda item. The next item is selection of chair pro tem and secretary pro tem. Can we have nominations for this? Is only for this meeting. We need someone to chair the meeting until we can have a proper election for chair and a secretary. So can we have a nomination for chair for this for tonight?
This is Bethune, KPFT. I nominate you, Alex, to carry on.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? I guess seeing that there's no other nominations, I'm it. How about nomination for secretary pro tem? We have some nominations for that.
I nominate Nancy Sabara.
Okay. If somebody else wants to do it, I'll hand over. But if not, I will do my best.
Does anybody else want to jump into the ring or want to nominate somebody to jump into the ring? Okay. It looks like you're it, Nancy.
I'll do it. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we have a chair and secretary for tonight's meeting. The next item on the agenda is nominations for the permanent chair and secretary. Permanent meaning the next 6 months, basically. Let me just explain. The way we do elections on committees like this is that we'll have an electronic ballot sent out by email, and the if there's actually a contest for an office. If there's not, then we don't need to do that. So if there's a contest for an office, we'll have an electronic ballot sent out, and the ballots will be tallied in the national office, and they'll be, if you want to, if you can make it to Berkeley, you'll be able to witness the unfolding of the ballots from the envelopes and all that kind of stuff.
I was going to ask if it would be possible to wait on that process till we have additional membership, particularly since there's nobody from D.C. or KPFA.
Well, I'd really rather not, because it's June. The committee should have started meeting
in January.
I understand
that. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's my preference. I'd rather just go ahead and just do it.
This is Bernard. I'd like to wait, too. I think we need to know who we're dealing with. We only have a handful of people on this telephone call.
I move we hold that election next meeting.
Well, we're not going to hold the election tonight. We're just taking the nominations tonight. At least that's my intention. The election will be held over the next week or so by mail ballot.
This is Nancy from Texas. I think we need to be able to talk with each other and hear each other. Can we wait? We can still get something done with his pro tem chair.
Yeah, pro tem.
If that's the group's preference, we can certainly do that. Is that more or less what do we more or less have a sort of a consensus on that?
I think that makes sense.
I think so.
Yeah. Just wait.
Okay. I mean, I won't go against the stream if that's what the group thinks. All right, then what we'll do is we'll postpone that agenda item until the next meeting. That'll be like the first item on the agenda, the next meeting.
Great, thank you.
Okay. And now we have to take care of a couple of housekeeping chores. And what I'd like to do is the next item on the agenda is setting the date for the next meeting. Has anybody given any thought to when you'd like to meet again? I think it should be relatively soon because the lateness of starting this committee and all that, maybe in 2 weeks. Once we get into the July 4th and that area, people start taking off on vacation. It's going to be harder to convene a meeting. Is it possible to convene another meeting before the July 4th weekend?
I'm looking at the calendar on KPFTX. Thank you, guys.
Do you see an opening slot? July 4th is Monday this year. I don't think we want to meet on any, you know, on the Friday before that. That's because people are going away and stuff. But is there anything open the week before that, besides Friday? I'm not looking at the calendar right now.
Well, you're talking about a week from today, which would be Friday the 24th, or the Sunday the 26th is open after that.
No, a week from today, I think, is too soon.
Right. Thursday the 30th, the Finance Committee is scheduled to meet, but I don't think anybody has a conflict with that.
That's the National Finance Committee?
The National Finance. No, that's WBI anyway. Yeah, okay.
I'm on the National Finance Committee. So
no, that's WBI Finance Committee, actually.
WBI
National Finance Committee is the 28th, I guess. Thursday, I think, is a problem for Margie, unless it's a little bit later.
Okay, then 24th is still open, but it's kind of soon. But if you wait for the July 4th weekend, then that may be less chance for quorum, unless you want to do after the July 4th.
Let's take a chance on the weekend.
Yeah, this is Rodrigo. 24th is fine for me.
24th is fine for you. Okay.
What did you say?
Rodrigo said the 24th is okay for him.
It's okay for me, too, although we'd have to scramble and do our little
I'm just not sure how much sense it would make to call another meeting in a week.
Well, that means within a week we'd have to do our campaign speeches by email. Whoever wants
we're not doing any of that yet. The idea was that we wanted to find out who the people in Washington were, and maybe find out if anybody from KPFA is going to be on this committee. And I kind of doubt that's going to happen in a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you give me the numbers, I'll call the other people who are not there.
Well, what about Thursday the 30th, let's say at 8:30 or 9 Eastern time?
That might work. Well, 8:30 is the normal convening time for all committee meetings. That might work. There's nothing on the KPFTX calendar for that evening?
Just the BAI Finance Committee.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So somebody's going to miss your finance meeting?
Well, the only person who is on it that could miss it is me.
Me?
and that's okay. I'm safe.
No. Me is Michael. Is that no?
No, that's Alex speaking.
Bernard.
This is Alex speaking.
Oh, this is Alex. So Alex, you're in the finance.
I'm on the National Finance Committee. I sometimes go to the local finance committee, but I skip that meeting.
So why don't we say the 30th at 8:30 Eastern time?
Yeah, 7:30 Houston time.
Okay. Is that okay? That gives us a little bit more than a week. That's pretty much
two weeks
minus one day.
But it avoids that weekend.
And hopefully we'll learn a little bit more about the nature of this committee and who's on it by then.
So Houston is Central time?
That is correct.
What was the question?
I was just asking, you said Houston is 7:30, so that's, you're on Central time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, tonight we start at 7:30, Central Standard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What time are you over there?
It was 5:30 when I got on. It's 6:30 now, just about 6:30. Local time in California.
Oh, California?
Yeah, Pacific.
So you're Michael. Okay.
I'm Michael.
I haven't learned your voice yet. I'm sorry. Okay. So in the meanwhile, boss... Alex,
hello.
Yes, my question is: in the meanwhile, what do we do? What shall we do meanwhile?
Well, we still have an agenda to finish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
there's some housekeeping items left, and then there's two substantive issues to discuss. On the new business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be then, we are on for Thursday the 30th, to see Rodrigo.
Thursday the 30th,
yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
Is that
all
right? Is any, let me just go one more time. Is that okay with everybody? Is there any objections to that date?
No objection here.
Okay, good. So this is a lot easier than going back and forth with emails. Okay. All right, so let's move on to the next agenda item. We need some kind of a list for this group. We could use, if there's an old one from the 2010 committee, we could use that, but I do not know of it. Does anybody know if there is one, and is it something we could use or what?
Nancy, you said you were on the committee previously. Did you have some kind of Yahoo group or something?
I don't know, because I don't have a computer. I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't know.
This is Bethune. I don't know one either. I don't know of any group.
I don't think we were doing that.
You were doing that. So how will you communicate? Just by ad hoc emails or what?
Yeah, just meetings, telecom.
This is Michael again. I'm on the National Elections Committee. They did set up a new Yahoo group, and the advantage of that is you can post files to Yahoo groups and read documents and so on. So I would suggest that we do set one up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's generally the way we do it for national board committees, and I sort of assume we had one from the last year's committee, but I don't really know.
No, I don't think we did.
Well, I could follow up and ask the former chair of the committee.
Jamie was the chair.
Yeah, I could ask him. I haven't been able to reach him. I tried to reach him today. But I could.
And when Jamie could not do it, had to leave, Kim from L.A. I don't know his name.
Kim Kaufman,
yeah. Okay. I could try to find out if there's one we could use. If not, if there isn't one we could use, does anybody want to volunteer to create one?
Yeah, I could do that.
That will be
thank
terrific.
You, thank you.
That's Michael Novick.
Okay, Michael, I'll be in touch with you, and I'll let you know
okay.
if I can find an old one we could use. If there is one, we can make you the moderator or whatever.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
All right, great.
Okay. Is there any, I don't know of any other housekeeping things we need to do right now. Does anybody have anything else you think we need to do?
Uh, Is somebody going to calendar the next meeting on that KPFTX?
I'll send an email to John and Otis, and they'll set it up.
Great.
Maybe they already did if they're listening. I don't know.
And I don't know how automatic the phone call. We would just keep the same.
You'll get the same notices.
Okay.
If anybody has a problem with the email, then let me know if you need to update your email address or something. But
Rodrigo, is there a better email address for you?
The one that they have, it's good, you know. I sent to the secretary, you know, another email to use for only the PMB. So I don't know.
They sent it to the one it came to is argueta.rodrigo@yahoo.com.
argueta.rodrigo@yahoo.com. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Okay. The next. I think we're done with housekeeping.
I have one thing to add. I'd like to have the emails of everybody and telephone numbers if there's it shows up and we can call them. Or I would really like to call before the thing so we don't have all this delay starting. Some people just forget because they're so busy. Everybody's so busy. I would volunteer to call before, the day before or the day of earlier, to remind her.
That would be terrific. Do you want to...
But I need numbers. I have Mr. White.
Let's do this by email offline.
Yes. Mm. Okay.
I don't think you want to give out your... You know, we're on the web stream now. I don't think you want to give out your phone number.
Yeah, email
right
safe.
Now, right?
Is email safe to send telephone numbers? I mean, do you want to do stamp and mail or... I don't know.
Perfectly safe. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, email fine.
Okay. Send it to me. I'll call everybody before.
Okay.
I plan to.
Yeah. You have the email list of everyone in the group because you got the emails I was sending out. So can you just send
an email to everybody asking them to respond
with your phone number? Because otherwise they'll forget.
So you already sent me the emails of everybody. So I just don't have the phone numbers, right?
Well, you just do a reply all to the last email you got from me, say, and that should have everybody's email on it, and just change the subject header to phone numbers, please, or something like that. Yeah.
I'm not understanding you. I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Right,
who's talking to me?
This is Alex. Let's do this offline then, okay?
Okay.
I'll send you an email.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So the next item is we don't really have anything under old business, at least not tonight. So let's go on to new business. And the first item on the agenda was the discussion of the purview of the committee and past resolutions. Do I have that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael. It's your issue, so go ahead.
I have some questions. I know that a number of years ago, the not just the programming committee, but the PNB passed a resolution calling for a national Spanish language newscast. As far as I know, it's never been really implemented. There was an attempt to do it, basically starting out of I forget if it was Spanish language or bilingual newscast. It started out at KPFK, and then there was some attempt to get other stations to carry it, but it didn't get very far. KPFK eventually switched that to a daily Spanish language newscast, which is now in the evening. And so I'm wondering about other similar resolutions, what's happened to them. I have a document in front of me which is dated the National Programming Policy adopted in 2006, revised programming policy. It says all sections of the document have been approved by the committee and adopted by the Pacific National Board. I'm wondering whether there's been any effort at implementing that. For example, it calls for, it's the intention that programming, staffing, and decision-making in network broadcast operations conform to Pacifica's race and nationality policy and other commitments to equity. Is programs to build understanding between nations and people. Pacifica's mission statement encourages programs to achieve such understanding between nations and individuals. This may be achieved through cultural and arts and news and public affairs programming. If people don't have the document, I can forward it to the list. But I'm just wondering, in general, is there any mechanism for assuring the implementation of resolutions that we pass and are adopted by the PNB?
This is open item for discussion. Does anybody want to speak?
Yeah, I see Rodrigo. I would like to speak about it. Yeah, and
okay.
Yeah, Mike. You know, the way that maybe you can work this thing out is to, you know, also to support basically the implementation. It's to find out the population that at every, you know, station that every station is serving to, because as someone looking, you know, especially in the South, Texas and California, it's pretty much like half of the people are, you know, Latinos or, you know, Mexicans. So, you know, so and mainly the institutionalization of this Pacifica Race and Nationality Policy had to do, you know, to focus on the oppression of indigenous peoples and people, and also included people of African descent, women, you know, and talking about situations of poverty, you know, I mean, we have, it's a big thing, you know, right there. But as we have the mandate to serve, you know, the underrepresented communities, and having, you know, especially the Latino community or the Hispanic community, whatever way you call it, you know, being under attack, you know, constant attack. You know, and there was, you know, probably some hope that it would change, you know, under the Obama administration, but we all know that even we're footed up, you know, the deportation of people who are not criminals, you know, who are workers and who are actually losing everything they have, including their own children, right? So it is a really, it's impacting, you know, a very severe to the well-being of our communities. Not only that, but to the production of the enterprises, you know, on the field, in factories, in any issues, you know, has to do with the work with you know, the Latino community is involved with. Besides that, more and more policies or politics, the politicians are pushing for more severe, you know, policies against, you know, the people who doesn't have the documents, you know, which is not, of course, their fault, you know, not to have it, you know. But so as an institution that we are part of, you know, which aims, you know, at almost every of the documents that we can read, you know, either the ethics policy, the bylaws, you know, and all that. So our sentiment here in California especially is that, you know, this resolution should be implemented, you know, the soonest possible, in the best way possible, but the soonest, because Pacifica is the only one that would do something, you know, to kind of at least provide with accurate information and outlets, you know, of this underrepresented community and, you know, and the media, because, I mean, we are well represented on the commercial media, but not in the alternative media, right? And on the commercial media, is not, they are not defending, you know, the rights of the community, of the Latino community. You know, it is just trashing people, right? So, therefore, you know, we are bringing up, you know, to you, so for your consideration and to find out, you know, what's the percentage of the population of, you know, your own, you know, basis, that you have social basis, you know, the population that you're serving, and probably the next meeting we can, you know, kind of reactivate, you know, this motion that was already passed, you know, basically, and was supposed to be implemented actually in 2006, you know, January 4th, 2006.
Anybody else?
Yes, this is Nancy from Texas. I want to know, we're talking about bilingual news, not just in one language only. Like in at KPFT, we have Spanish news on Tuesday night. It's all in Spanish, but we don't have anything bilingual, like two languages. We're talking about, like, somebody says something in Spanish and then somebody says it in English. Is that what we're talking about?
The PNB proposal from, as he says, about 5 years ago was to have a national bilingual news program with input from the different stations and other affiliates that could be offered nationally on a daily basis.
What kind of information is this? Is this Informativo Pacifica?
Informativo Pacific is what remains of that effort. When the call for a national bilingual news program was put forward, the only station that really stepped up originally was KPFK here, and we had a bilingual news program in the early morning, 5:30 a.m. That eventually became a Spanish language only news and was moved to the evening. So that's Informativo. Pacifica? I think so.
Okay.
There are two different Spanish language news programs here.
Yeah,
I think that's Informativo.
Actually, what they added was like a Spanish language, you know, basically weekday Spanish language program, you know. And then there was this issue about bilingual and all that stuff. So that, you know, it hasn't been so clear, you know, about how it would work better. So I heard, you know, Nancy, you said that in Texas, you do have, you know, some Spanish language newscast. What time is it here?
It's Tuesday night.
Well, what time?
Let me see. From 8 p.m., I believe. It's Noticiero and Central America and South American news and news from Venezuela. And Proyecto Latinoamericano is, I think, 8:30. It's 30-minute slots. It's another show, and Henry does mostly Democracy Now! News in Spanish. Talks about that. And after that, it's a music show. And then we have another folk music show late at night. It's all Tuesday night. And before that, we have a show for Latinos who cannot speak Spanish. And then we have immigrant lawyers answering questions by telephone before that. But that's all English. But we do have, so I guess, altogether, one full hour of just news from Central American countries. It's all in Spanish, and I really would wish, I asked them many times, sprinkle a little English in between so I can follow what's going on. I've asked them, and the ladies want to do, and the men don't want to do. It's just kind of, if Pacifica would put their, you know, their vote in the national, from the national level, then I think people will tend to do something new. I think it would be nice if somebody would come up with a demo tape or a demo recording and just put in bilingual, or even, I wanted to see several languages with the top three news of the day, and just say somebody say it in English, and the next sentence, a different, like a male voice first, then a female voice says it in Spanish, then a voice says it in Arabic, or another voice says it in whatever language, like five or six. Like, we have Vietnamese here, and Korean, and Chinese, and maybe we should be getting a lot of other countries, countries we're attacking now.
Mm-hmm.
I told this to Otis, and he's... Yeah, and Otis said, "Oh, this is a huge, huge." Anyway, never mind. He said that will take a be very difficult. But I thought if we just pick the top two.
Can I interject here? Let's see if we can put this in the form of something doable for this committee. It seems to me what you want to do is let's get a copy of this motion that was passed for Spanish language programming in 2006 or whenever it was. So let's get the exact wording of that motion, and then we could follow up and try to find out how that's being implemented in the different listening areas. And further, we could discuss whether we should revisit that and see if there's a better way to serve the interests of the Spanish-speaking community than was envisioned, or however it's being implemented. So that's how I would look at it.
Okay, I will reasonable? Try to. This is Michael Novick speaking. I'll try to find the original motion, and I can also forward the revised programming policy document from 06.
You know, I have an idea, too. I'd like to get a copy of all of the, as many of the previous documents as we can get our hands on, and that we familiarize ourselves with some of those things that have already been passed, because I think that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. That, you know, they're basically two opposing philosophies that people have towards programming that we need to also begin to deal with. And I think once we have all of the data in front of us, we can see where we have been and then better determine where we're going.
Yeah, that sounds just right. Yeah. I'm with
you. All right. So, Michael, you can get the original.
Yeah, I'll take responsibility for those two, and if people know about others, I'd certainly like to see them myself. So
we could, if we have the original motion, and then we could use that as a jumping off point to find out how, number one, to find out how it's been implemented, and number two, to see if we could maybe the whole thing needs to be reconceived or something, whatever.
Alex, this is Heather. I wonder if I could just say something just quickly. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate Rodrigo talking about this, because there's just such a need. As you all know, or you probably know, in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
the Georgia legislature just recently passed one of these Arizona-style draconian laws that's just impacting everyone here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we're going to be suing the state of Georgia on this, but on this bill. But the thing is, I was just wondering. So I'm an affiliates director, and so there are about 170 affiliated stations with Pacifica, and that's really a lot. And now I know we're talking about, or Rodrigo was talking about a news show, but also about some of the people needing knowledge about their rights and how they can protect themselves. And I don't know if you all are familiar with Jim Hightower's show that's, you know, they have these. Do you know about his show that goes around the country? Anybody?
I think I heard it a long time ago, but I'm not familiar with it recently.
Yeah, it's not really a show. It's just he does like 5 minutes. We make sure
like
that Jim Hightower's on our. Yeah, it's commentary.
Yeah.
We make
mm-hmm.
sure that he's on our bluegrass show here in WRFG.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking if we thought about even doing something like that, in addition to, I mean, it'd be great to have a Spanish news show,
mm-hmm.
but if we could have these bits of information about in Spanish that could go around to a number of stations, we could offer a number of stations about, you know, issues relative to rights and whatever else. I'm sure there'd be any number of issues that could be addressed on this.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that there might be some money available to do this, because there are so many folks who around the country are so concerned about what's happening on the whole immigration issue. So, that might be something to look at. So I'm just throwing that out there as food for thought.
Okay,
and I'm sure
you.
That a lot of stations would really be interested in it, I think.
Yeah, this is Rodrigo. Yeah, I think, you know, the willingness to do this, you know, you're willing to do it, that's good, you know. How we're going to implement it, you know, that's actually up to us with the input of, you know, people from the various stations. I think, you know, one of the problems that arise was that mainly it was going to be done at KPSK. But the idea here is to include actually every station, you know, that is on, especially, you know, like the five stations mainly, right? And then whether it would be on news or not, you know, that will depend, you know, how we draft it, how we can work on it, you know, and what is most needed. It was actually first, you know, the idea of having newscasts, right, mainly, and having, you know, the input from Latin America and from, you know, U.S. But it's not necessarily has to be that way, you know. It's a, you know, if we can maybe pass it on to some of the people at our radio stations and have their own input and see, you know, what would they think, you know, and how much, you know, I mean, a lot of our people are right here in California. Actually, all the Spanish language programming is done volunteer. None of us.
It's what? It's what? It's all done, the Spanish program, what?
It's volunteer, right? So
volunteer.
There is no expenses on producing, you know, or doing the news and all that stuff. So we can find out in the different stations, you know, how many people are interested in doing, you know, either, you know, it can be, I don't know, rotating, or it can be with the input of every station, but there are ways to do it. The idea is to have it done. At least when we finish our term, you know, we have done something really, really important, really that is going to impact the situation of millions, right? This is millions of people, right? So, and also drag, you know, the attention of many listeners, you know, that are not, you know, reflected now, you know, as it should, you know, and the Pacifica of the Pacifica radio stations. So I don't know in Washington how many hours they have in Spanish, or New York, you know, how many hours, or San Francisco. I don't know. I would like to know also if you can, you know, we can share that information to see, you know, like, okay, how many hours they are dedicating to the Spanish language programming and all that stuff. But, yeah, I like the idea that we can, you know, share with you, you know, the motion, the wording that is done in 2005, 2006, and then next meeting we can talk more about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I think we have a baseline to continue the discussion on this issue at the next meeting and subsequent meetings.